Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Antonio Brown has made headlines for a long time. He made them here in Pittsburgh when he was a record-setting wide receiver. Made a lot of people sort of scratch their heads around here when he decided he was going to go somewhere else, go to other teams. The Steelers let him go, traded him away, and then he went to other teams and other teams. And we've heard his name, but oftentimes here as of late, we've been hearing it for non-football reasons. And I'm curious now to get a little bit more insight from somebody who has been used many times consulting for various organizations and agencies, including the U.S. military. He has also worked for the National Brain Injury Association and also worked with teams and agents affiliated with the NBA and the National Football League. And he is kind enough to join us right now. Please welcome into the program Dr. Rami Hashish, who is a PhD and also has a doctorate in physical therapy. He's a body performance and injury expert, and he's kind enough to join us here on KDKA. Dr. Hashish, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
As we think about Antonio Brown, it is your opinion that what he is dealing with is what? Is he dealing with CTE? Do you think that these are early signs of it? Or is this just something else in terms of behavioral irregularities that have nothing to do with past head injuries?
It's difficult because you can't necessarily confirm CTE until somebody passes away, but he's certainly demonstrating all the signs and symptoms of CTE.
In what way? What sorts of things would trigger it in your mind that says, okay, that's a red flag to me?
Well, he's obviously demonstrated a series of erratic behaviors over the last couple of years. There's indications of agitation, aggressiveness, emotional irritability. All of those are obvious signs and symptoms of CTE. And then when you combine that with having played in the NFL for around a decade, it all kind of points to that being CTE or potentially being CTE.
Right, right. So the difference between CTE and just other head trauma or having had a concussion in the past, can you help us to understand? Because there is a very big difference. Just because you got your bell rung doesn't mean you're going to end up with CTE, correct?
That's correct, yes. So CTE is... it stands for chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So the key point there is that first word is chronic. In other words, it's typically caused or believed to be caused by repetitive impact. And many times those are what's referred to as subconcussive. In other words, whereas a concussion, as you refer to, you get your bell rung, let's now say CTE can actually be caused by repetitive situations where you don't necessarily get your bell rung, but just underneath that. So you have a lot of impact that may or may not actually have resulted in any concussion at all.
We saw one of the most violent hits, certainly that people in Pittsburgh remember a long time, which was the hit in the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game where Antonio Brown was just knocked out. I mean, we have seen him be a tough guy who's not afraid to block anybody, and I'm thinking about the Cincinnati-Vontaze Burfict hit. There have been times in the past, and when somebody plays at this level, I mean, you're talking about people, and I don't need to explain this to you, massively large human beings approaching each other with incredible speed, intending to do amazing damage to the other guy, right? I mean, there's no question he has been in a career path that could have put him in danger for these sorts of collisions, right? I mean, that's
no
safe
question.
To say?
No question. That's absolutely true. And that's the concern with football. And I think even the NFL is recognizing that these days, and they have adjusted. They're starting to wear these skull caps during training camps and limit impacts to the head because they know that this is a danger. There's a danger of the sport, but it's particularly a danger of the sport when you play at the NFL and the collegiate level because of exactly what you said. You have individuals who are enormously large that are running extremely fast, so the momentum of these impacts are greater than what the body can withstand during many times.
When we think about what it is that you do day in and day out, when you are looking at athletes, you're dealing with injuries and body performance and getting them back on the field, getting them back on the ice, getting them back to being able to do what they do. If you start to see these erratic behaviors, you start to see agitation and irritability, whether it's in a 17, 18-year-old or a 35-year-old, what do you as a clinician do? Who do you talk to? Is it a matter of the conversation with the patient, or is it with their family, or is it advising them to see a neurologist or to see an MD or somebody else for additional testing and additional insight?
So the best approach is a holistic one. So it's a conversation with the patient, the closest individuals to the patient, whether those are family members or otherwise, as well as other medical practitioners. Because we really have to see the brain injury in and of itself is an evolving science. We're developing a better understanding of brain injury as time goes on, as the scientific community. So nobody has all the answers. We know the telltale signs, and we know kind of the basics, I like to say. Despite all this effort of the scientific and medical community, we're still kind of at this basic primitive level of our understanding of brain injury. So it's very important that we take a very holistic approach and lean on each other's specialities so that we can best treat our patients.
Rami Hashish joining us here on KDKA, talking about what Antonio Brown has been going through here as of late and why some may be looking at this and saying, okay, is CTE part of what's going on? He is a body and performance and injury expert joining us talking about this issue. So Rami, I guess my last question for you before we let you go is, why is it important that we who are just sort of watching this from afar acknowledge and even start to have a conversation about the fact that CTE is out there and what it could ultimately mean, not only for Antonio Brown, but just societally? Why is it important we talk about this?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the best example I can give is of a broken leg, as odd as it may be. Let's say you have an athlete or one of the players on the Steelers has a broken leg. You wouldn't necessarily expect them to play the next week because he obviously can't even walk. Then how is he going to play? But the thing is, we as a society can visually see that somebody has a broken leg. The difference with brain injury and something like CTE is that we may not and we cannot visualize it. So sometimes we may lack the sympathy, we may lack the understanding. And as a society as a whole, it's wonderful that we are developing greater awareness and understanding of mental health. But what we do need to do is we need to take a step back when issues like these occur, because we don't necessarily know the underlying cause, because it may, in fact, be a mental health issue that we are visually just unable to see with the naked eye.
He has a PhD in biomechanics from USC, also a doctorate of physical therapy, very, very well educated in talking to us about the situation with Antonio Brown and why we start to have these conversations, not just about what's going on with AB, but also across the board about things like CTE. Dr. Rami Hashish, thank you so much for being on KDK. It's good to have you here, and I'm going to put you in the Rolodex for the next time around we've got these kind of discussions, all right?
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Yeah, really appreciate your insight there. Again, talking about what's going on with the situation with Antonio Brown.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.